evening. This is N5AOW at control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mooville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Well, Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Mooville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is undone so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonevilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered and mobile stations like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that wishing to check in?
Kilo, Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, Matt and Oneana, checking in Echolink, and there are two more stations on the queue after me.
Okay, Matt, very good. The other stations come down.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And I am the second station in the queue. There is one more station behind me, and that'll be my friend Bill in Warrendale, Pennsylvania.
KD2AIT, Echolink repeater, KA3TF and a B here. My fine gentleman has introduced the correct guy here. It's true. Will the real Bill stand up? Well, good evening to all. Now, welcome everyone to the net here, and I bow my head. And it's cold here. That's all I got to say for right now. Back to net control from KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
Okay, very good, Bill. Glad to have you again. Checking in with us, KA3TFB. We've got KD2FPM, Kevin and Oneonta, and we've got KD2JWC, Matt. We'll start with Matt. Matt, how are you doing? I hope your day went well and you had a good week so far.
I'm not doing too bad. Enjoying a 9 degrees with a minus 2 wind chill, and here again doing paperwork. And nice to see Bill, KA3TFB, back in there again. Haven't seen or heard from him in a while. Just kind of wondering how he's doing. So not really much going on my end. I'm not going to tie the repeater up too long. And I will give it back to net control. KD2JWC.
Okay, very good, Matt. Hope you're having a good evening and staying warm. You know, we've got, when I looked a little while ago, probably 10, 15 minutes ago, it was minus 3, so I think it's dropping down. I didn't think it was going to get that cold tonight, but it's working its way down there. All right, very good. You have a fine evening and stay warm. And we'll go to Kevin, KD2FPM. Kevin, what's going on down by you?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and hello to everyone up in the North Country tonight. KD2FPM out here. I also have 9 degrees on the outside. It is quite chilly out there. But like I said, this will be a short-lived system. It'll be brutal while it's here, but it'll be out pretty quickly. And I'm hearing rumors of some messy weather coming up for the Monday night, Tuesday, into Wednesday time frame. Still got to nail down what that's going to do. I do know it's going to get warmer, but we may see some snow, sleet, and icing, and then maybe some rain in our area. So we'll have to kind of keep an eye how that's going to go. Not sure yet. It's too far off yet to still make a firm commitment on what's going to happen with that, but we shall see. So with that, I will sit back and I will listen. Hand it back to Net Control 73KD2FPM. Back to you.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, that was what I was picking up on it. I watched some of the weather patterns and what have you. And, looks like we're going to get some strange weather coming in. I know they haven't been too certain on it, and I guess the way the wind and the thermals and what have you are coming about, it makes it difficult to track. So I know we're going to have a couple of days of havoc there, and deep down temperatures. I just hope no one has to endure it without power, because you got to have that to have heat. So, okay, you have an excellent evening. Stay warm. 73, and enjoy the evening. Well, move on to Bill in Pennsylvania, KA3TFA. Bill, how are things down your way?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TF and a B. Well, we are currently at 12 degrees, and we're going to go down to about 9 here. And we have a 4 mile an hour wind. Of course, I don't know what the chill factor would be with that. But anyhow, cold, it's just cold. And it's going to get colder. And thanks, Matt, for missing me. Let's see, one day I forgot the phone, and the other day I went out, you know, like Tuesdays I'll go out and talk to the Monessen link, Echo Link system. And looking at deductions here on my pay stub. Anybody paying $405 of pay under deductions? What, you know, how much money left are they going to cut out? You know, $405 for deductions on a paycheck. That's even worse than cold weather. Well, listen, there's people waiting to get on the net here. And I'm not always happy unless I see things at the other side of things. Good evening to everyone. And we'll be listening also. KA3TFB back to net control.
Okay, Bill, I agree with you. Far too many deductions, especially, you know, it's bad enough for people that are working. But when you're retired and living on a limited income, I'll tell you what, it certainly is devastating. And it just seems like they take and take and take and they don't give anything. But what are we going to do? That's government for you. So, well, I hope things get better, but we'll see what happens. Bill, you have a good evening. Stay warm down there, and maybe the sun will tweak through the clouds a little bit. We had a little bit of that today, but I'll tell you what. It started out at, I believe it was 7.8 degrees here this morning, or very close to that. Went up to about 9, and then it gradually, during the course of the day, just dropped down. And right now it's minus 3 and working its way down lower than that. So I'm hoping everyone stays warm. Okay, thank you for checking in. You have a great evening down in Pennsylvania. And we'll see if any of the regular members would like to check in. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. good evening to you, Bob. It's Jack and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of minus 2 after a high of 19, which, of course, was at midnight. Wood stove is chugging away good. So far it's 69 degrees in here. It's at minus 2 out. Keep the water trickling. Heat tape is connected, of course, and rolling. Pipes are well insulated. Only thing I don't like is that this is a mobile home. And there's not much, there's only about an inch and a half of snow on the ground. So usually most times in the winter of that, we usually have feet of snow on the ground and they're up against the skirting and everything too. It helps insulate it. So I just hope the underground stuff, the 100 feet or so from the home to the well, doesn't freeze up tonight. That's I'm hoping for, but I'm keeping everything trickling. Jack, by the way, the unofficial figures here now are 45.5 inches of snow on the season. And we had just a little, not even a quarter of an inch today. And the wind is supposed to turn to the southwest, which is good, because that'll put the heavy lake effect up over Watertown and Carthage. So that's it, nothing much else to report, so we'll see by tomorrow a report of how well we did with everything here. With that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, you know what I started doing this year? Every year we relied on snow, and we're insulated quite well here. But around the foundation and what have you, you always seem to have air leaks. And I used to pile up the snow and whatever when we had it. But I've gotten to the point now in the fall, what I did with the leaves, and God knows you have enough of those. I rake those all around, right around the foundation. What a difference it makes. And since we didn't have the snow, it had the same energy-saving effect as the snow. And I was thinking about your line, you know, with the water. And it might be worthwhile maybe having a couple of bales of hay around. And where the line goes out, throw some hay down. Hey, you can always rake it up in the spring, but it's got a great insulating effect, and maybe it'll solve a little bit of problem for you in case it gets real cold. Okay, well, you have a fine evening, and stay warm. And we'll move along to Jack. KA2ZN is that. Jack, how's everything out by you?
Well, it's kind of snowy here today. We've been under blizzard conditions for the last, at least 24 hours, if not more. And they finally took the snow, lake effect snow warnings off late this evening. But now we're under wind chill alert advisory about the wind chill. They're going to be so low. I guess that kind of makes sense with the temperature dropping as it is. We had a high of 15. Let's agree with George. That was probably right after midnight. And we're down to 13 right now. And it's going to be dropping in the next few days on a continuing basis, I guess. And okay, we did have quite a bit of snow here. Tough to measure with that horizontal snow. But anyway, 7-3 to all. KA2ZNZ.
Hey, Jack. Well, I'm glad you're a little warmer than we are anyway. We're in the negative area tonight. I'm sure it'll probably drop a few more degrees or whatever, but let's hope the wind and what have you doesn't create havoc on the trees and the power lines and take anything out of our perspective. We need the power to stay warm for the most part. I know we do here. In the days of the fireplace are long gone, and even that, you know, you get 85% up the chimney and 15% the house. They really don't get too far with that. Okay, Jack, you have a fine evening, and I'll probably touch base with you a little later on. Sounds good. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
AC2WI.
KC2WI. I got it. I was going to try to check in with you. I just got in late the last... Seems like the early part of the week I'm always doing something, but got in late, and just about the time you cleared out, and I thought, well, I'll wait, I'll catch you tomorrow. So how are you doing?
KC2WI, well, I swear I switched the frequency here at 8:30 or whenever we were done with the other net, but I forgot. And got working on the computer here. So I missed it. I missed the beginning here. I don't know what was said. It's minus one here. And pretty much went down from the high of 13 early this morning, 8 or 9 o'clock, I don't know, whenever, 10 maybe. And although it didn't seem too bad out, I went out and got some firewood, brushed the cars off. I walked over the post office this morning. You know, it was 13 or something then, I think. And I actually came back and uncovered my Polaris Super Sport here, and I thought, you know, I might be able to ride it. It's just a little dusting of snow here. It's not very much, but along the street there is a little bit of snow bank, and I thought, well, if I get over to the down and past the post office where you got to go down the, I think it's called River Street there, and then you get into the railroad bed, and I said, well, you know, that's in the woods. It's not ridden much. There may be some snow left on that. And I just felt like I needed to go out and play for a little bit. So I figured it was time to start that machine up. It sits here most of the time. I dumped a little more gas in the tank. There was probably a gallon or something, I don't know. I put a little more fresh snow ethanol in there and fired it up and just, you know, very carefully rode here and around the end of the street and around the Bill's house there and back. That's all snow in the back lawn there, and it really wasn't very good. I went maybe half a mile, and certain spots it were, you know, sort of on snow. A lot of it were on maybe grass, you know, that's not so bad, but then it was a little too much clanging on the stones, so I turned around before very long. I thought that for sure that there would be, I was pretty sure there would actually be some little bit of base, but it was less than I thought, even in the shaded section, so I gave up, but I had my 10 minutes or something, you know, 15 maybe, of fooling around with a snowmobile, so that was okay. And that's one thing, you know, I'd really love to be up in the higher elevations, either, you know, here, or if I was living up in Lake Pleasant, I could go out, you know, I'd just go out, go across the bay, down the lake or something like that, and just for 20 minutes. Here, you know, I could probably put one on the trailer. Actually, I got my other one on the trailer. You know, drive up to Tug Hill or maybe drive up to Branningham, one of the back trails or something. It's just not worth the hassle when you're trying to get work done. Anyway, I went out to the Chamber of Commerce business after hours this afternoon at 5:45, and weren't a lot of people there. I guess they were worried about the weather, but the driving was absolutely fine. The roads were a little snow, but more or less clear, and no wind, no blowing, no problems whatsoever. So it really wasn't bad. So yeah, we got to put up with cold night tonight. A reasonably cold day tomorrow, really cold Saturday and Sunday, and then it'll moderate again, so it isn't going to be too long, and we'll be back into probably why it's really sort of unseasonably mild, but at least not this deep freeze. So I got the wood stove cranked up here, and I'll stoke it right up to the top before I call it a night, and it'll still probably not really last till the morning, but the furnace will kick in. It'll set itself back up in the morning.
It's not like me, really. When I was younger, I was the same way. I wanted to get that last ride in. And boy, I'll tell you what, Sherry and I did some trips sometimes. We didn't find enough to ride where we normally did, and we put sleds on the trailer, and that was when we were in Colorado, and we had a winter very much like this one. So we went driving around. I mean, God knows how many miles we put on the car and the, you know, going out to look for snow, and it just didn't happen. And I got to the point, you know, I think it was a day or two later, and did the same thing. I got out, we had a little sprinkle of snow, and it was just enough to make the grass white. And we hooked the trailer up, and we went up to Rampart Range and dropped the sleds off and took a ride. Wasn't worth the effort. We get the same thing as you did. We probably got about maybe a half mile or a mile and said, oh, this isn't working. Wound up with mostly dirt and grass. So put it back on the trailer and said, well, we'll catch it another time. I know exactly what you mean. Now I don't have to worry about it anymore. I sold them both, and you know, I'll tell you what, I couldn't have picked a better year. I did that, and it worked out okay, and I haven't missed them so far. I'm sure when the trails get full and what have you, I used to love to ride, and I still do. I don't know, you know, age falls into play, and you get to the point where, hey, maybe it's not worth it anymore. Anyway, you have a good evening, Pete. I hope maybe if we get a little accumulation, you may be able to get that last ride, or at least a ride in the next week or so. Okay, this is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? Well, I watched it here this morning. It was, well, I believe it was 7.2, I think. And it climbed up, it got all the way up to 9.7. I thought, well, we're on our way to whatever the forecast was. But sun came out, it looked good for a bit. And it was lightly snowing, very fine snow. Snow, or the sun was out probably for, I guess, a total of 4.5, 5 minutes, something like that. Gradually faded away, the snow got a little heavier. Then it got heavier. It worked its way almost into a whiteout at times. I thought, boy, here we go. First thing you know, the sun was out again. Well, anyway, this went on and on all during the course of the day. And we still have a few flurries out there now, but nothing really to accumulate much of anything. I think total we might have got possibly an inch today, and I guess total accumulation maybe 3. I don't believe it's much more than that. But when it cleared up and the skies cleared up a bit, that temperature started downward in the afternoon, and that's where we're at. I know the last time when I looked it was -3, and I'm sure it'll drop down lower than that. So that was it for my day. I spent the day inside and stayed warm, and I would imagine a lot of other folks did the same thing. Okay, I'll make one more call. Anyone care to check in? This is N5AOW.
Hello, to PSM back. Temperature agrees with yours now. It just dropped to -3 about a minute ago. And to PSM clear.
All right, very good, George. Yeah, that would mean ours probably went down a few more degrees, but I don't care to look. When it gets into minus, I know, like, Kevin was saying, over the weekend I watched that. It's going to get down there. At one point they were talking minus 22. I don't know if that still holds, but it's going to be cold. So, hope everyone stays warm. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete. We had another station just before you. I could not, it wasn't intelligible, but that station, try it again. See if you can get through.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Uniform.
Okay, I didn't have enough clarity on it to pick up the call. You might try it one more time for me.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Uniform. K-E-H-A-N-U.
Okay, very good. I got that. And what can I, or we got our check-in, or how was your day?
My name here is Ed, and I'm up in Forestport visiting from Ohio, and just got up here a little bit ago, and I heard you guys calling for check-ins on the net, so I figured I'd check in.
Very good to have you check in with us, and I would imagine your mole at that point. Is that correct?
Right now I got a Yaesu HD I'm using with puts out 5 watts.
Okay, very good, and thank you for checking in. Always welcome anyone that would like to check in, with or without traffic. All right, KC2WI, Pete.
Well, I'm working on a power cord here from my leaf blower. I think this was a garage sale, you know, $5 one. It's not a real high velocity one. And I took it out today to blow the snow off the car. It was that light and fluffy and you know, and that low. So, I saw that the, you know, there's a rubber sort of strain relief kind of thingy. And, of course, the power, you know, the cord is sort of pulled out of that, so the two wires are there. So, did a little surgery on that, cut it apart, whatever, and redid it with pulled the cord back so the actual jacket was in that, sliced it open, pulled the cord back, and now I'm redoing it with with liquid tape. This liquid tape is the greatest stuff for all kinds of things like this. It works really well. It's going to be a $200 leaf blower if you figured the time it took me to do this as opposed to, you know, somebody paying me to work probably, but, maybe not $200, but $100 leaf blower anyway. But, you know, it's either that or it'll, you know, there's no strain relief, there's not even any outer jacket on the cord there, so that means it's going to, you know, eventually, the insulation will break or something. Anyway, you know, last year I really didn't take my last ride. I just was busy. I'd ridden a lot, and I just was kind of like, no, I really have to be good. And which is going to make me happier, going for this ride or getting some work done, you know, which is, you know, which will be a relief that I don't have to make up. And I said, oh, I've had enough. But normally I go real, real late, and I'll go up to, usually, since I've been here, I guess, Tug Hill, but not always. Really, really late. I mean, you know, it's 50 degrees out. You wear, yeah, I don't wear sneakers because it's really easy to get your feet wet, but, you know, you don't have to wear really heavy boots. Maybe you should wear waterproof boots. Sometimes I'll wear my rubber boots, you know, the high ones. But, and, you know, a sweatshirt, maybe a windbreaker, maybe not even a windbreaker, it's so warm. And that's kind of fun. And you meet people, and they're doing the same thing. And they all say, we don't care, you know, and I just have to go a few miles. But some of them are coming, I don't think they come from too far, but maybe Utica or something. Last year or 2 years ago, I met people, guy and his, I don't know if his wife or girlfriend, but young guys. And he said, we don't care. We come up here. If we ride 5 miles, it doesn't matter. It's just the idea of getting out, poking around, and doing that last ride. So, and it's sort of the same thing with the first ride. I always go out real early. Usually, sometimes, well, the last few years I think it's been here because we've had a real early snowstorm, and I've actually had pretty decent rides. But if not, you know, not this year obviously, but. A lot of times Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving when I go visit the folks and there's enough snow, just go up the driveway, down the snowbank, through the sand pit, you know, that kind of stuff. And but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's fun, you know, I mean, not if you drive 2 hours and go a half a mile ride, but it's just kind of nice. It's just to kind of go out and play. And when we used to have the little place up here on Route 12, Woods Hill Market, I used to just take a machine out and just ride from here up to there and either get a candy bar or maybe lunch or something, you know, just to go out and then go back to work. So it's really kind of nice. This year's kind of tough. Well, anyway, that's the comments on that. It's too bad you had to sell them, but, you know, they don't really cost you very much. Except the biggest hassle is storing them and moving them in the off season, you know. So I guess it's a trade off. But I think my insurance is $75, and then the registration. So no matter how far you went, so you know. Anyway, 73 to all KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I'm sure I'll miss it. No doubt about it. This sure I was fortunate, you know, and it worked out that way. All right. Any other comments, queries, or late check-in? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. Gentlemen down at Forestport, Pete, Jack, George, Bill down in Pennsylvania, Kevin and Oneana, and Matt and Oneana, everyone. And have a wonderful evening and a good day tomorrow. 7-3 and 5 A.O. Heavy Prayer.
I guess I have good timing. Is the repeater in use? Hearing no objection, this is KB2HKB coming at you through Echolink for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct 10 is held every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome to check in, and stations wishing to check into Oct 10 this evening, come now please.
And 5 AOW, good evening.
And 5 AOW, thank you very much for your check-in. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to Oct 10 this evening with or without traffic? All are welcome. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, 10KD2HKB net control for this satellite session. Looking for any stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. I'll make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Op 10 looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call.
KD2HKB, this is KD2FM with an inquiry. I already checked in on the 8-5.
KD2FPM, acknowledge you've already checked in. And go ahead with your query.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, when you get a chance, check out my feed on my Facebook page. There's going to be a balloon launch coming out of Watertown on Sunday morning. It'll be coming down into our area probably around 10 o'clock, they're figuring. It's going to be an APRS deal, so I just want to kind of make you aware of that in case you were interested in kind of seeing what's going on with that or had some abilities to do anything with APRS. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Yeah, affirmative. I actually saw that already on Facebook, not through your page, but through the OARC page, or group or page or whatever it is there. Group. I saw where M2KGC had posted it. I'm hoping eventually to be able to have APRS or to have an APRS set up here on the Hill, but at this time, I don't have any capabilities, and furthermore, I've got to work this weekend. So, I mean, I won't even be able to I won't even be able to go to someone who does have APRS and you know, try to monitor or anything. So, anyway, thanks for the little tidbit, and I will be keeping an eye on it, so to speak. Anyway, thanks again, Kevin. One more quick call-up. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Final call for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. With no further check-ins heard, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct 10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd like to thank the station who checked in this evening, and thank you for the club for the use of the repeater. It's very much appreciated. 7-3 all. KD2HKB is clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
This is KD2J. And hope to catch you tomorrow night. KD2J, ABC is clear.